In this week's parsha, the Torah describes the process of bringing the Nadabas to the Mishkan as a malacha. Rashi explains that the Pasuk says, the malacha of bringing the Nadabas was sufficient to accomplish what had to be accomplished. This is basically more in Shabbos. Where in Shabbos says that where do you see there's a malacha of Hitzah? It's called a malacha. Here it says it describes the act of Hitzah. The makam where Moshe Rabbeinu lived, where they're bringing the Nadabas to, was the central section of the machana. That was a Rishus HaRabim, because everybody would come there. So it was the gathering place of the whole Rabim. People were in their own tents, booths, sukkahs. So they were Rishus HaYachid. They were bringing their Nadabas from the Rishus HaYachid to the public area. That's the Malacha Mitzvah. So the Malacha Mitzvah is described in this week's parsha as a Malacha. The Mora also learns out Mitzvah from Parshas B'Shalach. It says, I'll figure out I'll Yotzi. But over there it does not call it a Malacha. Here it calls it a Malacha. So it's wondering about the idea of the Malacha over here. But first understands the concept of Malacha is what he calls creative work. Right, the human being takes the world and bends the world to his desires and needs. It makes the world do what he wants. So a malach is a shliach. So he subjugates the world and makes the world his shliach to do what he wants. And that's the chiddush of malacha. So he says, so if malacha means taking the powers in the world and using them to create something, what is the malacha which saw? So he sees the Malacha Mitzvah as an item which is in the private domain, item which is used in your home. Conceptually, even though physically it's no different when it moves to Rishus Rabim, conceptually it has a different function, different purpose when it's private than when it's in the public area. So that's what he says. So I'm just thinking along the lines of what he's saying. It comes to the concept of the Nadabah, the Torah uses that phrase to describe Hoytzah, specifically in the context of the Nidbus of Mishkan. Here a person took something which was their private item and they transferred it now, they brought it now to be part of the Mishkan. They brought it there to this to part of this large seber which is gathering together to create the Mishkan. So the item went from being a seemingly just a private thing to part of all of Klal Yisrael. Part of all of Klal Yisrael's needs. So just the bringing it itself gave it a different purpose. Talk about a person has a purpose in life. They've been living for themselves. Now they found a calling. They found a purpose, something that they can accomplish for the tzibur. So they're a different person. They're not just themselves anymore. They're part of something greater than themselves. So just the act of Hoytzah, just the act of bringing it alone, even though it has not been used at all, has changed the item. It has a whole different function, a whole different purpose. That's why the Torah chooses to describe the act of bringing the Nadabah from a person's private domain into the public domain, into the public usage, as an act of a malacha. Have a good Shabbos.